Welcome back to Monsters Among Us. Thank you for tuning in. If you are new here, my name's Kate Moser, and each week we try to answer the question, are monsters real? Before we get into this week's episode, I wanted to give you an update on the Shotgun Slayer episode. Just today, June 2nd, news was released that Edward Surratt confessed to all of the killings in Beaver County that we discussed in the Shotgun Slayer episode. If you haven't listened to that, go ahead and go back. I think it's episode number 3. This is exciting news, but prosecutors are not going to bring any charges against him due to his life sentences he's already serving. Now on to this week's episode. It contains everything from missing children to brainwashing to doomsday cults to murder. This case is currently being prosecuted, so I will cover everything up to this point in time, and future updates will be needed. Get comfy, because here we go. Warning, this episode contains graphic content dealing with the murders of children. If this isn't for you, please hit the stop button. Ty Lee Ryan was a beautiful, blonde, and bubbly 16-year-old from Rexburg, Idaho. She lived with her mother, Lori Vallow, her stepfather, Charles Vallow, and adopted little brother, JJ, age 7. Ty Lee was the creative type. She loved to draw, do photography, do hair and makeup. She was actively involved in school extracurriculars and loved performing in musicals. Her teacher says she was bright, and her friends say her personality was even brighter. Ty Lee was very loving of her younger brother, JJ, who was autistic, and he required just a little extra attention. She was known to be very protective of him, and from all pictures and accounts that I have found, this seems to be true. In September of 2019, Ty Lee, JJ, their mother, Lori, and her brother, Alex Cox, and his wife all took a trip to Yellowstone National Park. Interviews with the aunt say that everyone had a great time. However, there were some changes in Lori that were noticed. This trip would be the last time Ty Lee would be seen alive. 2 weeks later, her younger brother, JJ, would be reported missing by his grandparents after not hearing from him in several weeks. His school reports say that his last day in school was September 23rd, 2019, and by all accounts, this was the last time he was seen alive. When the police started investigating the disappearances of these two siblings, they would have no idea that they soon would be swept into something much more complex, with reports of the mysterious deaths of former spouses and rumors of doomsday cults. The investigation would truly begin. Lori Vallow Daybell was born in 1973 in San Bernardino, California. She married her high school sweetheart, Nelson Yans, at 19, but the couple quickly divorced. 3 years later, she remarried and moved to Texas, where she had her first son, Colby. This marriage only lasted 3 years before she divorced a second time. In 2001, she married for a third time to a man named Joseph Anthony Ryan. Joseph adopted Colby, and the couple welcomed a baby girl, Ty Lee, in 2002. Joseph filed for a divorce in 2004. It seems that Lori can't keep a marriage together if her life depended on it. She had been telling her family that her husbands were being abusive, and her brother, Alex Cox, threatened to kill Joseph and tasered him. Alex spent 90 days in jail for this incident. Lori was on the hunt for another husband, and on February 24th, 2006, she married Leland Anthony Vallow, known to his friends as Charles. At this point in her life, Lori became very religious. She converted Charles from Catholicism and had him join the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The couple's faith and family began to grow. Charles had two sons from a prior marriage. Their names were Nicholas and Zachary. Lori had Colby and Tylee, and they adopted Charles' grandnephew, JJ, in 2013. Lori, deep in her faith, started reading a book series by Chad Daybell called Standing in Holy Places, and Lori became obsessed. This series basically centers around a sinful society and the followers of the faith beginning a new Jerusalem. Chad claims that due to multiple near-death experiences, he lives with one foot in the spirit realm and is able to see things others can't. Many of his fictional novels are based off of these things that he has envisioned. When I say Lori was obsessed, she was. It's all she talked about, and people close to her started to notice a change in her behavior. She went from a seemingly loving mother to a religious fanatic. The family moved to Arizona in 2015, and this is where Lori met Chad Daybell at an event called Preparing the People. An instant spark was made between Lori and Chad. Chad even told Lori they were married in at least two previous lifetimes. The two started to communicate in secret, and the affair began between Chad and Lori. They would send emails back and forth to each other, and when Lori's husband Charles went away for a business trip, Chad came over to visit. Lori hung on every word Chad spoke. The obsession for his books became an obsession for him and in his quote-unquote teachings. Daybell had said that he had lived 31 past lives on various Earth-like planets, and he referred to people as light and dark and some shades in between. Light people were followers of Jesus Christ, and dark people were followers of Satan. Gray people were zombies, people that had died spiritually and been replaced with a demon-like spirit. To Daybell, these people needed eliminated. Daybell also convinced Lori that she was an eternal being with 21 lives, five of which she lived on this planet at the same time that Chad lived his five lives here. Like, basically, their souls were meant to find each other. Lori soon became attracted to this belief system, and it started to consume her. She was preaching this system to everyone that she could, and she was able to convert some members of her family. Her niece, Melanie, was one of those. Keep her in mind because it's going to be important later. Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell continued to communicate, and in December of 2018, Chad spent time at Lori's home while they filmed a podcast together. Charles Vallow found this a little strange, and he believed that his marriage was on the rocks. In February of 2019, Lori told Chad that she no longer loved him or JJ, and that she was actually the reincarnated wife of Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith, if you don't know, is the founder of the Mormon faith. She left the house and disappeared for 58 days. According to Charles, Lori had threatened his life, took over $35,000, and stole his truck. He filed for divorce and a protection order against her. He feared for his safety, along with the children's. He was only able to include JJ in the documents since he had no legal standing over Tylee. During her disappearance, there was a phone call between her and Charles where she stated that she is a translated being who cannot taste death, sent by God to lead 144,000 people into the millennium. She also said that she was a god preparing for Christ's second coming in July of 2020, and if he got in her way, she would murder him. When Lori returned 2 months later, she had no explanation for her disappearance and wanted to try to fix the marriage. Charles petitioned to have her placed into a 72-hour hold and evaluation at Community Bridges Healthcare. The healthcare actually called the police to have them pick up Lori because of her mental state. The police interviewed her, but did not take her in to get evaluated. This talk should have been a major red flag, but without treatment, Lori's mental state only got worse. The trying to make the marriage work talk didn't last long, and Charles left. In July of 2019, Lori was back on her bullshit that he was abusing her, so her brother Alex Cox swooped in again to protect her. However, this time he wasn't just talk. When Charles came to pick up JJ for a weekend visit, Alex was waiting to confront Charles. The two got into a physical altercation. Alex shot and killed Charles with a shotgun, claiming self-defense. He stated that Charles grabbed a baseball bat, so he shot him in retaliation. Ty Lee and JJ were both present for this murder. No charges at the time were filed against Alex, and he ended up dying in December of 2019 from a blood clot. What makes this part of the story even sadder is that Lori didn't inform Charles's older sons of their father's death. She didn't inform any members of Charles's family. When they tried contacting her through text and phone calls, she refused to give them any details about his murder or his funeral. All she said that there was an accident and that he was dead. When the sons persisted trying to text and to call, Lori eventually just stopped answering. Okay, so here's a good spot to stop and hear a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. I hope you give Anchor a shot for your podcast creation needs. So we have heard a lot about Lori and her part in this tangled web. Let's now take a look at Chad Daybell. He was born in 1968 in Manti, Utah, met and married his wife, Tammy, in 1990. He graduated from Brigham Young University in 1992 with a BA in journalism. After graduation, he worked odd jobs, one including being a gravedigger, until 2004 when he founded the Spring Creek Book Company and started writing his end of time fiction stories. Tammy was a local librarian and helped run the publishing company. Tammy and Chad had five children together and lived in Utah until 2015 when Voices told Chad to move the family to Rexburg, Idaho. After the move is when Chad and Lori's stories intertwine. So Lori's husband was shot and killed by her brother in July of 2019. Text messages from this time were also uncovered between Chad and Lori, stating that she had been possessed by a spirit named Viola and was in limbo of being a gray person. Now we're at the point of the story where Ty Lee and JJ go missing. Ty Lee goes missing on September 8th, 2019, after the family trip to Yellowstone, and JJ is last seen at school on September 23rd, 2019. The next day, September 24th, Lori called JJ's school and told them that he was going to be homeschooled and withdrew him. When his grandparents had not heard from him by the end of October, they contacted police. They interviewed Lori, and she stated that he was spending time with a friend in Arizona named Melanie Gibb. The police called Melanie, and Melanie told them that he was not there and had not been in months. She later called the police back and told them that Chad and Lori had asked her to lie and say that JJ was with her when he wasn't. During this same time, in October of 2019, Tammy Daybell was attacked with what she believed to be a failed paintball gun in her driveway. Somebody wearing a mask pulled up, attempted to shoot her, but the gun backfired, and she filed a report with the police. 1 week later, she died in her sleep of natural causes, and due to loss at the time, Chad Daybell did not request an autopsy, and an autopsy was not conducted at the time. Chad said that she had went to sleep with a horrible cough, and when he woke up the next morning, she was dead. Also in October, Brandon Bordeaux, who is Lori's niece Melanie, remember her? That's Melanie's husband. He was shot in his driveway from a shooter, and this shooter was driving a car registered to the deceased Charles Vallow. And if you remember back, Melanie was one of the people that Lori had converted into this belief system that there were light, dark, and gray people. The police started doing some investigative work with JJ and found that he wasn't where mom had said that he was, and they also couldn't find Ty Lee. They contacted the older brother, Colby, and he had stated that he had gotten two Venmo payments from Ty Lee in early October with little short messages of heart emojis. But other than that, there was no communication. It was at this time police started a massive missing children's campaigns. I'm sure if you paid any attention in the news, you would remember seeing these two kids' faces. It was everywhere, and they were really on the hunt to try to find them alive. Lori, instead of helping to look for her missing children, decided to run off to Hawaii and marry Chad on November 5th of 2019. Receipts show that a wedding ring was purchased through Amazon 12 days before Tammy's death. This is super sus. The police decided to exhume Tammy's body since they got married literally 2 weeks after Tammy had died, and the police found this super suspicious. So they exhumed Tammy's body in December and an autopsy was conducted, but the findings have not been released currently to the public due to this being an ongoing investigation. But I assume they found something that wasn't natural causes due to the charges that we'll talk about later on. Police were able to track down Lori and Chad. They had secretly moved from Idaho and moved to Hawaii and were kind of hiding out there. And on February 20th, 2020, Lori was arrested and charged with desertion and non-support of her children. The police still believed the children to be missing and or endangered at this time. So they had just charged Lori with the desertion charge. However, on June 9th, 2020, the bodies of the two children were discovered in graves on Chad Daybell's property. I'll put a picture of this property as well as some other pictures on the Instagram page if you're interested in checking those out. The body of JJ was wrapped in trash bags and duct taped, and he was buried underneath a layer of wood and a thick layer of soil. Not too far from the body of JJ, they found a pet cemetery. In the cemetery, they found the body of a cat and a dog, as well as the badly burned skull of Tylee. Investigators were able to find a text message conversation between Chad and Tammy, stating that he had burned some brush on the property in a massive fire, and it was dated at the time of the disappearances. They were also able to put Alex Cox on Chad Daybell's property due to cell phone records at this time as well. He is believed to be the man who attempted and failed to shoot Tammy as well as Brandon Bordeaux. When the bodies of Tylee and JJ were found, Lori and Chad were charged with the following: conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and grand theft by deception for the death of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. The grand theft deception charge comes from an increase in the children's life insurance policy that was filed on the day that Tylee went missing. First-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow, and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell. Chad was charged with first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell as well as insurance fraud, and Lori was charged with grand theft related to Social Security over $1,000. Although Alex Cox is believed to be involved in these three murders, he is now dead and cannot be charged. They originally found that his death was a little suspicious because he died shortly after the children went missing, just like a lot of the family members. However, the medical examiner ruled that he had died from high blood pressure and a blood clot. COVID delayed the court proceedings, but as of May of 2021, they resumed. Just last week, Lori was evaluated and found to be not mentally fit to stand trial and is currently being housed for a 90-day psychiatric evaluation. This kind of makes sense due to her mental state. However, it seems like some premeditation in these murders was there due to the life insurance policy. It is believed that Lori had her children killed because they were gray. She believed they were already dead and being inhabited by spirits. However, this doesn't explain the changes made in the life insurance policies. It sounds to me like this was premeditated for financial gain, and that she and Chad are using the crazy card to get out of the death penalty. Whatever the case is, I hope that justice is served for JJ, Tylee, and Tammy, and that these monsters are punished. If you check out the news, I'm sure you will see updates about this case as it's ongoing. However, once we get a conviction or a sentence, I will be doing an update on the case. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I wanted to hit those points and keep it nice and short and sweet because there is just so much to this story and it is a whole big tangled mess. I hope that I was able to explain it well enough for you guys, and I hope you stay updated on this case. Join me back next week for a paranormal tale, and stay safe, make good choices, and don't fall for those doomsday cults.